we have made, as a movement, a number of mistakes that have put us into the situation and have made it difficult to turn it around.
Fletcher serves as the executive assistant to the national vice president of the AFL-CIO. He tells WBFO News it's time for unions to rethink their work and be self-critical as they deal with challenges that stand before organized labor.
And, there's many people in my movement that are reluctant to be self-critical. They think that somehow gives aid and comfort to the other side. And I think that the reality is you begin with that self-criticism and you go forward.
Even with some gains in union membership in the private sector, union membership nationwide remained unchanged last year at 11.3%, giving the appearance of weaker unions. But Fletcher says unions need to reposition themselves and speak for all workers on many different topics.
So I'm planning on being very direct, very blunt, and very honest. I think that we are in a situation that is dire. It is a situation where actually since 1948, the passage of the Taft-Hartley Act, organized labor has been under a series of vicious assaults.
Fletcher once worked as a shipyard welder and has been a longtime activist for racial justice and labor. The Harvard graduate is also an author. He calls for more urgency by labor. Fletcher says unions have been outspoken proponents of economic and social justice and should continue that effort, especially surrounding immigration and the fight to increase the minimum wage. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.